Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocab. And in this episode, I will be talking with Angel.
Hello, this is Angel. Nice to meet you guys.
Yes, Vocab has been on hiatus for a while. And after meeting Angel, we have decided to kickstart the next season of Vocab.
Yay!
Yes. And previously, Angel, I don't know if you are aware, Gavin and I used to do this.
Yes, I know.
And we used to do it very much in a sort of a two middle-aged guy styled version of a podcast. And we were always very jealous of those other podcasts with a female co-host.
Oh.
And finally, upon meeting Angel, now Vocab has a female voice.
Finally.
And of course, in the upcoming Vocab, we will be able to get in touch with the feminine views. Previously, Gavin and I, we usually talk about current events from our perspective, and generally that are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we share very similar opinions, we have very similar upbringing. And this time, this season, you guys, you will be able to listen to a totally new voice, right? So we get the female side of things.
I hope that I could bring more feminine aspect to this program.
Thank you very much. Yes, Angel, I usually bring, what we do at this Vocab session is I bring a current event to the table and we discuss our opinions related to this topic. And just a week or so ago, I don't know if you follow, but there was a piece of news that caught my eye. It was about a female music teacher screaming and shouting at the top of her lungs at her students.
Oh, I've saw that clip. And then what I can recall is that the music teacher had shouted something like soul guiding thing.
Yeah. So obviously the clip was very short. It was 10, 15 seconds of it. And then, of course, it was also recorded on the phone by another student in class present.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was all of the news. And then I thought, just to start off this new season of Vocab, this is a great topic to work with because, Angel, you yourself, you also have taught and you are still teaching.
Yes.
And you have been English instructor. As a slashy, you are now also a cabin crew, right?
Yeah.
Part of the cabin attendant. So you know the different lifestyles of what it's like to, number one, be on the serving side.
Mm-hmm.
And also as a teacher, be an educator.
Yes.
And also work with not only with kids and adults. In general, I generally work with adults a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, I think there's a little bit more to that short clip, to be honest with you. That was my first opinion of that clip. There's definitely more than meets the eye. What actually came to your mind when you saw that video?
Well, actually, after I saw this clip, I thought that nowadays, the students, they are willing to spend time doing research. I mean, they spend their weekend and having the group discussions and come up with a 40-minute presentation. Teacher should be praised by that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So in that short 15-second or so video clip, your first impression was, wow, the students really made an effort.
Yes.
And most of the people, I think, over the news, they actually saw it as, why is this teacher screaming on top of her lungs? And that was what shocked me in the first place. You know, regardless of what the students wanted to do or how they reacted, that was what caught my eye. So the first impression was, wow, you know, like she went berserk. You know, she blew her lid.
Yeah.
She had a fit.
Yeah.
I mean, so many ways to describe her actions. And then right after that, I actually started thinking of the female teachers that we actually made angry in our teenage years.
Quite a lot during your study stage, I suppose.
Yeah. In South Africa, I studied in an all-boys school. And that was my primary school years and the high school year. In an all-boys school, you know, boys are really, really naughty. We come up with all sorts of stuff. And of course, once we hit high school, we are teenagers. By the time most of my friends have gotten to know what, you know, dating is like, I was still at the stage where, oh, you know, girls are yucky. you know, but But for most of my classmates, they were kissing, they were doing K-I-S-S-I-N-G, you know?
Oh, you were slow back
then. Yeah, I was very slow. Okay. And of course, you get different female teachers in the school, and they're very, very senior. Some of them have stayed at our school for a very, very long time, and some of them are new. So the new young teachers, she would get all the attention, like, oh, miss this, can we do something for you, this and that. And then the older female teachers, they get none of that. So at one time, I don't want to, you know, name names here. Yeah, my classmates may be listening to the podcast. So we would write tests. And on the examination sheets that we got, on the back, one of my classmates actually wrote the B word. You know, drew a face of the female teacher and wrote the B word.
The B word?
Just to make her angry.
What?
Just to make her angry at the back of the examination pad. So that was us. So for my sophomore year and my senior year, we would get called into the principal's office every other month.
Every other month.
Every other month.
Oh my God, what
and
did you
owe? Our class was a very interesting class because we had monitors or prefects. And prefects are, you know, nominated by the teachers. And in a way, it's like the Zhouchadui in Taiwan, right? Mm-hmm. And so these are top students, eh? But our class gets called into the principal's office every other month because we would tease. We would make female teachers so angry. We would tease them so much that they would go and complain to the principal and refuse to teach us.
Oh, they refused to teach you?
Yes. So we had a math teacher.
Uh-huh.
We had an English language teacher whom we loved. And our South African language Afrikaans teacher was also female, very senior. And every 2 months or so, kids would just tease her very terrible things, you know, us boys, you know, about menopause and things like that. And
oh
then she would get really, really, you know, she would blow her lid. Like she would shout and then storm out of the classroom. And that was the end of it. And we know in the next hour or so, we would be called into the principal's office. And over the intercom, it's like, ding, 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 10E, please come to the principal's office. And then, oh.
Okay.
We all know what happened. Actually, even the class next door knows what happened.
Did you do? But I have a question. So what was the purpose of doing so? Like, what's your goal?
Exactly. Sometimes boys are just stupid.
Yes.
Adolescent boys are just stupid.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Period. I mean, if you look back today, I mean, boys at that age, 13, 14, 15, you know, even 16, 17, they do really, really silly things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but obviously our school was an all-boys school. So in a way, some of the things that we did in our sophomore years in high school would actually be set an example for other junior classes, right?
Uh-huh.
They would know, oh, you know, like the 11Es and the 10Es, they did this, they did that. They were made famous over the intercom, right? We would get called over the intercom all the time. So, I mean, that was like a badge of honor almost. For a badge of honor,
like
I get called into the principal's office and he couldn't do much about it because I'm a top student.
Ah, I see.
I get straight A's. I'm a straight A student. You can't do anything.
But eventually you got some punishment after all, right?
Yeah, we got whacked. We got whacked.
Oh.
Those were the days where you could still hit a boy. It was still legal
okay.
to hit students. Corporal punishment was still legal back in my day. But a few years after I graduated high school, then it went away. So it became illegal also in South Africa to whack boys and girls.
Oh.
You know, we used to get whacks on the bum.
On the bum only.
Yeah. And it would be really, really thick wooden sticks.
Wow.
Like it would be a wooden slab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just to give you a little bit an insight of how stupid I think in general, you know, boys are. When I was in grade, I would say grade 7.
Grade 7?
Yeah, grade 7. And one time we had these tests where we get invigilated by different teachers. You know, you would go to, you know, it's basically the end of the term and everybody's sort of relaxed. But if you finish writing your exam, and you can do whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
right? You'd sit in your class and do whatever you want. So we get really noisy and then we would play card games and then this and that. And of course, now this is a male teacher, right? So this male teacher, he knows how to deal with little boys. So he says, okay, well, you guys don't want to keep quiet. So let's make a game out of this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So who wants to try my forehand because I'm playing tennis recently. Let's try my forehand. So you, come here. Right. 3, 2, 1, whack, bah, my forehand. What do you say? Sir? What do you say? You say, thank you, sir. And then the boys loved it, right? Thank you, sir. And then you get all these stupid grade 7 boys standing up. Sir, can I have some? Can I have some? That's boys.
Okay.
So, like, everybody wanted a piece of this teacher because he made it fun.
Mm.
And then some even came back and said, sir, can I have a second helping?
Oh, my like, what? Goodness.
And then being Asian in class, I was like, that's not how you... That I can't... Why?
Why? But it sounds so happening.
Yeah, so it was very much a conflict. Like, you know, I couldn't tell my mom, like, why this is happening, but my classmates seemed to get joy out of this, you know, interacting with teachers. This was a way to, outside of class, outside of the subject,
this was
a way to build some sort of relationship with the teacher. Like, you whack me, I can handle it. I cry, but thank you. Like, okay, it's okay.
It's okay.
Like, no hard feelings.
So did you eventually try it after all?
Well, I think, you know, over the years, we got a good taste of all different sticks, right? By all different teachers. So that was sort of how I saw this particular video.
Mm.
Like, these boys just wanted an attention. And this attention could be just from a female teacher. You know, whether it's teasing, whether it's just trying to press her buttons.
Yes.
Mm. You know, and boys do that not because they hate you, because they like you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to see how you react. They enjoy your reaction.
Mm.
I don't know. That was the way I saw the video. And I thought, I mean, if I were back in, you know, in high school again, I don't know. Some of my classmates would probably do the similar thing. But me, because my classmates were so active in teasing the teachers, you know, I didn't have to do anything. You know, I saw all this happening in front of my eyes. And every day I would go home and tell my mom, like, my mom would say, how was your day? We got whacked again. Like, why? Oh, because that classmate, and he said something to cheese off the teacher, so on and so forth. So that was how we grew up. And my mom never understood, like, you boys, you just naughty boys, period. But sometimes the motivation behind it is to build some sort of relationship with the teacher. Like, let me get to know you.
Oh.
And you can't go to a very senior female teacher and say, how old are you? And, you know, why do you like wearing dresses? Why don't you like wearing pants and stuff? But with younger, newer, or intern teachers sometimes, we would just go and say, oh, you know, where did you graduate? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, oh, here's a chocolate for you, blah, blah, blah. You know, with the senior teachers, no, you just want to get some reaction because they've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
They've experienced all types of students, so they know how to deal with it. That's why you don't get a reaction. So more reason for the kids to actually go press her buttons more, right?
Yes.
Mm. That was what came to my mind, how we would behave, you know, like us naughty boys would behave.
Well, and actually you were in the old boys' school, right?
Yeah.
Same as the clips. So actually, you do not really have much experience being alone with girls. Am I right?
We shouldn't have.
We shouldn't.
It's illegal, by the way.
It's illegal.
But that's what I'm saying. It's illegal is when you say experience, Angel, I mean, you'll be surprised how sexually active teenage boys can be.
Oh.
In Taiwan, it's a different thing. You know, kids behave and kids follow rules.
Yes.
But in the West or in South Africa for us, kids, they have certain level of freedom to control themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you are at that stage, you know, hormones run high. So when you say, you know, when you say, oh, they're technically they're not experienced with girls, I should say yes and no. Yes in saying, yes, they're not supposed to be experienced, but I can tell you around grade 10, most of my classmates were somewhat experienced.
I see.
Yeah, well, you know, I've only read it or, you know, seen it on TV or read it on books.
Okay.
they've already had firsthand experience.
All right.
Yeah, so we were late bloomers. Us Asian kids were mostly late bloomers in that regard, but they were taught and they were raised to know how to handle themselves in formal situations. And also we would have school dances too.
Oh yeah.
Every term. So we would have 4 school dances where you can invite your dates over to come and dance. Mm. So all my classmates, they would already know a few girls from the other girls' school that's very close to us, you know, through their sisters or church services, etc. And yeah, you know, like, while we usually go to these dances without dates, like alone.
Well, I think that's very healthy, because in Taiwan, our teachers will often got told by teacher that you shouldn't get too close with the boys, something like that.
Yes, holding
hands. So we set boundaries.
Yeah, holding hands, you know, hands got germs, so you shouldn't hold hands, right? It'll make you pregnant, something like that. I mean, but today's kids, I think it's very different. Mm. Information is so transparent and freely available. You go on YouTube and you can Google, can holding hands make you pregnant? And then somebody would answer this, right? No, yes.
Yes, no.
And Google says, Google says this, right? Okay. And regardless of what we got taught in biology class, you know, the whole sperm and egg thing, you know, that's still on the book.
Right? Oh, yes.
That's still through books. And now with Google, you know, you get YouTube, you get other stuff. So you sort of get to see, not to sort of imagine it.
Oh, yes.
Right? Mm. So I would say kids are slightly different. You can't, because of the democratization of information today, you can't tell them, no, that is wrong, or you shouldn't do that, or give them false information, because they would actually, you know, see through that.
Exactly.
You're trying to lie to them. You're trying to manipulate them to be the boy, to be Pinocchio, the boy that never had a heart, you know, that kind of idea. So kids are very smart today. You have to treat them like adults.
Oh, exactly. You know,
when it comes to information, like, here's the information, but here's the disclaimer. You're underage to watch this, but when you watch this and it influences and impacts your life, that's on you. So you have the choice, right, to watch this, maybe giving birth or perhaps, you know, how procreation works. That's all available on YouTube. So coming back to the clip, I just think, you know, we used to do that. So I would say, yeah, it's unfortunate that they happened to press the right button. To make her berserk. And I didn't understand the whole, you know, soul searching song thing. I didn't really understand that because it wasn't part of what we grew up with.
Oh, yeah.
But I know at funerals in Taiwan, I've been to a couple myself, and I've heard the
南管北管, is what we call
suona, those kind of musical instrument, 二胡唢呐.
Yes.
And I've heard those at my grandparents' funerals, you know. But I didn't understand why it was melodically that way, structured in that sense, or why they had to play that. Why wasn't it a guitar or something else? Why does it have to be a suona? You know, I wasn't very much aware of the whole cultural aspect of it. But I know it's for funerals.
It's funeral. Yeah,
it's for funerals. Mm. So when I had this discussion with my wife about this particular clip, I just said, look, maybe it's just, you know, in Taiwan, a lot of people believe, talking about death and funerals, that could be a taboo.
Yeah, that could be a taboo topic.
Yeah, a taboo topic to be sort of be under discussion at a music presentation, perhaps.
Oh.
You know, today for music class or perhaps a presentation project, you know, a semester final project, whatever it is. I mean, we won't be talking about the songs that are sung during funerals.
Well, I think after that, actually, it was told by the textbook, the 南管北管, the funeral music. But that was in the grade 2. But they were only the freshmen of the senior high. So the teacher got pissed off because I only asked you to do the research among your textbook. And how would you try advance to go for the second grade? So that's what pissed the teachers off. That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, that was from the clip. So most of the discussions around this video clip was around that. Right? How would a topic that was only meant for the following grade now being discussed at an earlier grade be an issue? Right? That was mostly what was on the news. But, you know, to be honest with you, for me, upon first impression, it was just, you know, boys being boys. Come on. Really, us boys just being boys. You know?
Yeah.
When you're 13, when you're 14, when you're 15, you're just dumb.
You never changed.
Okay, not that our intelligence increased as we age, but I believe our personalities have definitely matured to be a little bit more empathetic. right?
Apathetic.
Empathetic.
Empathetic, like, okay.
Yeah, empathetic, as in more understanding of the female gender. To be honest with you, at that point in time, you are so curious about your gender, about the opposite sex.
Yes.
In general. And whether it's older female person or younger or whatever, you're just generally curious. You want to know how they operate. Mm. You want to know the ins and outs.
Because you can't. Reactions.
Yeah, that's why your mom sent you to school, because she doesn't want to face you all.
Come exactly.
on. Okay.
So, do you want to give some advice to those female teachers?
To the female teachers, yeah. I would say, let boys be boys.
Let boys be boys. That easy?
They are just that dumb. But they love you so much because they can't have it. They don't have it. They can't have it. They can't have a piece of that. That's why it's so intriguing to little boys. And I think it works somewhat to toddlers too. You know, toddlers. If you spoil toddlers too much, then you can't get them not to do it, not to try and press your buttons. So you don't give in when they press your buttons. You're like, okay, you're doing something I'm not happy with. You go stand over there, time out. I'm not going to give you the reaction you wanted.
Oh.
And the more you do that, the more they will be conditioned. Your students will be conditioned. Hey, mm-hmm. if you want to crack a joke with her, do that after school. Do that in other instances. And you're welcome to do that. And she's very nice when it comes to topics like that. You want to talk about sex? Let's talk about sex, but not right here in class.
Mm, I see.
You know, you can come to my office and I can sit you down and we can have a decent conversation.
I can give you 3 hours presentation.
Exactly. Right? If you want to, if you want that kind of a topic, I can do that for you. But this is not the place. So you got to put your foot on the ground.
Depend on the situations.
But again, from a third person's perspective, from a male perspective, boys just operate that way. That's the way they work.
Oh, that's the way they work.
That's the way they work. And for us middle-aged men, technically, a little part of us still operate in that sense. Sometimes I would say something to tease my wife just for the sake of it. I know it's dumb, but it's little John talking to me, right? But here's the thing. It's not intended to hurt somebody.
Oh, yes.
It was not intended in my mind or in our actions to actually hurt anybody, but it's the way we work because the opposite sex is just so interesting. It's
Even
just so
now.
Different. Yeah. This is another topic for another time, but I can guarantee you today, all our male listeners will agree with me today, that even when you get to 80 years of age, you still don't understand women. Nobody can tell me they understand how women works, how the opposite sex works, even when they are 80. Because people grow, people change.
Mm, true. Mm.
And that's why being in a relationship is so such a soul-fulfilling thing. It sucks, but at the same time, it's soul-fulfilling. It fulfills your soul because it's a never-ending adventure.
It's never-ending adventure.
Right? You always exactly. learn something new about the other person, no matter how long you've known this person for. But with True. Us, the buds, right? Mm-hmm. You sit down, you have a beer. It's the end of it. Like, we know how each other operates, and that's it. There's nothing to discover or rediscover. But when it comes to the opposite sex, there are always things to discover and rediscover on a daily basis. Yeah. And
always
kids,
a mysteries.
And exactly. That's why kids, having relationship with little kids today, you know, having children of your own, when you have, let's say, like, if I'm a father and I have a daughter, and that's, again, imagine that. Why is it such an intimate thing with fathers and daughters? Because it's the opposite sex. They're so interesting at that age. Not because daughters are cute. Because fathers find it so intriguing. Like, I don't know how they operate. You've never seen your wife at that age.
Oh, is that the reason?
No, biologically, yes.
Okay.
It works in the DNA. We just ultimately curious. We were, you know, built to be curious about the opposite sex.
Oh, okay. But how about a small boy? But you've have been through that stage, so you know it.
Exactly. Oh, so okay. with little boys, it's easy, you know, and you do the fist bumps like, yeah, check it out. You're the man. You're the big boy. Oh, you're good. You know, and little boys are like, yeah, I'm the big boy. You know, and it's so easy, right? Oh, here's a little car. Go play. Done. So boys, we know there's nothing else I want to learn about boys.
Nothing else you want
nothing
to learn
else.
From them?
Nothing else. Like, I've been one. I know.
You know how they work.
I know how I work, so I know how you work.
Oh.
Nothing intriguing there. Nothing special. Here's a ball. Go play. Done. Yes. You know, also having pets, the same thing.
Having
just so curious about the other type of...
creatures?
Yeah, creatures. Creatures that you creatures. Work with and you live with. You build a relationship with different living organisms in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just having pets, that's also another way to sort of be intrigued about, you know, how the world works and also the opposite sex or different type of genders and creatures. Same thing. Yeah, we're just ultimately curious.
Mm-hmm.
As for you, Angel, what advice would you give the teacher from your perspective?
Well, the teachers. Yes, I will say that the students, they have done their parts, right?
Yes.
And they haven't done
their work.
Yeah, they haven't done anything impolite.
They haven't.
Yeah, so I think that the teacher should just take it easy. Like you say, boys are just boys. Irregardless of the gender, they're boys or girls, they have done their job and they have done it perfectly. So I think teacher, they should take it easy. Just
let them be.
Let them be.
Let them be.
Yeah. Don't be so, yeah, that's what I thought.
As instructors and educators, definitely, as long as your kids, your students have done their work, it's a job well done.
Mm.
It's okay. That's what we want, right? That's the KPI there.
Exactly.
Except,
you know, whether it actually meets your standard, like whether it's up to standard or mm-hmm. whether it talks or discusses about a taboo topic, for example, let them explore a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think that's the general consensus. Let the kids explore and everything. But I do understand the other side as well, I have to say, in the fact that you got to stick to the curriculum.
Ah.
If we don't stick to the curriculum, mm-hmm. if you think about it, then why do we have program directors that write up all these fancy curriculums? Then we don't follow curriculum, right? Let's just take out a book today and read.
Yeah.
That's your music class. Or, you know, that's your English class today. Let's just take random Harry Potter and read it.
Read it.
And that's it. And go home and tell your mom you got A. That's not what moms want to hear. Moms
of course not.
And dads want to see a properly set out curriculum. And that curriculum entails... or probably follows the growth or some sort of progress in theoretical know-how, in history, in whatever it is that it was designed to be. So yeah, you know, to the parents, what exactly are the parents' KPI? This is not my boy I'm talking about. So technically for us, I think it's easy for us to say, yeah, just chill, you know.
Just chill, yes.
But if it's my boy, and I don't know. I mean, I would probably see it in a different light.
Oh,
I'll probably see it in a different light. Like, seriously, what's wrong with you sticking to the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you follow rules?
I see.
Yes. You're not Elon Musk. All right? You're not Harvard material. Just stick to the rules. And that's also a fair comment, I think. That's also, you know, a very valid perspective from some of the parents, because being disciplined, we were also very much taught about discipline in an all-boys school. Discipline was key, was above all else.
Discipline.
Like following the rules, like sticking to the rules, operating within the boundary of the rules, and being disciplined student, not only in disciplining, discipline being doing work, as in, you know, behaving in a disciplined way, in a cultured way, towards adults, etc. So that was demanded of us, but yet we behaved like hooligans. So, yes. And to be honest with you, talking about the word hooligans, I didn't understand the word until very late in my life, because we were called hooligans and I thought that just meant kids.
Oh.
We were called hooligans so often. My class were called hooligans so often. I thought it just meant kids
meant
or children.
Kids. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're slow.
I was very slow.
Okay.
I heard it so much. We heard it so much. Anyway, yes, that's another story. So again, there's so many perspectives around this. And I think at the end of the day, for our listeners out there, you might have a different perspective as to what this particular teacher should have reacted.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, guys, it's always easy for us to talk about the, you know, situations that we are observing, right? Mm. But at that moment in time, when your button gets pressed, guess what? You will go berserk.
Yes.
You will go berserk. Okay? So just make sure you either don't show your buttons, right? Or you make sure you are so matured and grounded in your personality, in your disposition, that there are no buttons to press.
No button to press.
Yeah. You have no little red button that will blow your lid.
Or make sure that there is no one's filming.
No, you can't. That's impossible.
All right.
Because there are street CCTV cameras everywhere.
Oh.
Even if you're on the streets today.
Right? Oh, yes.
So that's almost impossible. And we got dash cams right on the cars. So no, I think forget about that.
Forget about it. Okay.
Forget about not being filmed. You are always filming yourself. Yeah, you're always filming yourself. You're always doing your Instagram stories. You're exactly. always doing that. So no, forget about that. But just make sure that either you become a very cultured and mature person, or you just, you know, hide your buttons very nicely. You know, or tell the other person, hey, don't press my buttons because
don't
you
push
won't
it.
Like it. Yeah,
don't
you
push
won't
it.
Like it. Yes. So, guys, that's the end of vocab for today. If you want to listen to interesting topics related to anything about vocab or the current events, you guys are welcome to write to us at ask15mins@gmail.com. Angel and I will have a quick chat about what we think about this particular topic. And Angel, do you have something to say to our audience before we finish this episode? Because this is going to be a season, right?
Oh, yes.
We're talking to them quite often from here on out.
It's very nice to see you guys here. And if you want to hear more stories about as a cabin crew or the feminine aspect, so feel free to write to us.
So about the cabin crew situation, I think we will definitely have one episode about that. You know, most people are very curious about
the life in the sky.
So a lot more topics coming your way, you guys. And please stay tuned, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Cheers.
Bye.